This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is 1:09. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Chad Hartman Show. Chad is not here. I am sitting in the captain's chair. My feet are dangling a little bit, but I think I'm holding my own. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I host the Shaletta Show right here on your good neighbor station. If you like what you hear today, you can always catch me on my show Saturdays from 11 to 2, and it's sponsored by Otto Bremer Trust. Now, you know, I tell a lot of my business. I do a lot of sharing. I'm not going to lie about it. There is nothing that I don't do in this house that the world does not know. My friends on Facebook knew about my divorce from my ex-husband, Sean, before my mama. Well, actually, they found out at the same time because my mama happened to be on Facebook at the time. I thought that was just a part of the deal, you know, being a little media personality / celebrity person. But apparently everybody don't want to know your business, because Will Smith has come out with a new book called Will, and he is telling all of the business about he and his wife Jada and his career and raising their children. And I initially thought, oh, wow, you know, and I was reading it and seeing what his relationship was like with Jada's friend Tupac, the famous rapper who died several years ago, and, you know, how they had this open marriage and, you know, their philosophy on, you know, raising kids. And I was like, wow, just fascinated by everything, how he lost all his money and the abusive relationship with his dad. And then, you know, at some point I kind of got fatigued. I was like, okay, Will, this is, I don't want to know all this stuff about you right now. This is just too much. I just want to remember you as the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't want to know that you fell in love with Stalker Channing and was willing to leave your wife and infant child for her. It's too much. And I was not the only one, because there are hundreds of people who have signed a petition to ask Will and Jada Smith from stop telling their business. When do you cross the line, and has he damaged his brand? I don't know anybody else I can talk to about this except for my friend Christy Peel from Media Mindfield. Christy, girl, has Will just jumped off the deep end? Is there any coming back from this? Folks are just fed up about finding out his business.
Shaletta, it's good to talk to you. Can you believe that we're talking about someone giving too much information?
Right.
Usually people don't give enough, and here, and you're like the queen of oversharing, and you're saying it's too much, which means it's
I'm saying it's too much. But girl, 200 and some thousand people have signed a change.org petition asking Will and Jada Pinkett Smith to be quiet and to stop telling their business. Girl, I was like, oh my God, this man is trying to sell books and people are asking him to be quiet. Is this a shocker?
They cross the line, and I'm not sure who's giving them advice, but they're not getting great PR advice or brand advice, because they've forgotten what people want of them. And their consumer, their buyer, is all of us regular people. And we want them to be celebrities. We want to put them on a pedestal. We kind of want to know that they're like us. They have problems. But at some point, we don't want to know. It's just too much. Like, what happens in your bedroom? We don't need to know.
Yeah. I mean, and they went all the way to the bedroom, girl. I felt like at one point in the book, I was under the sheets with them. And I was like, I feel this is like too creepy. It was just way too much. At some point, Christy, as I was reading the book and I haven't been able to finish it, it got uncomfortable. And then the media after that, for people who didn't even read the book, it made them not want to go out and buy it. So, for instance, I have friends who have been lifelong fans of Will Smith. A lot of us, you know, grew up on The Fresh Prince. One of my first concerts was, you know, him rapping. So, you know, a lot of us were looking forward to this book. And I was thinking about, you know, maybe this would be the stocking stuffer for my friends and family members this year. And a couple of people was like, I hope you're not planning on buying me that Will Smith book, because from what I'm seeing in the media, I don't want it.
And that's when it's damaged their brand, which is what you asked about initially, because if people are not going to vote for their brand with their dollars, then why release the book, right? Because their family are going to read it. They have children that are going to read it. And the unfortunate thing about celebrity or executives with people with a lot of power, oftentimes they don't surround themselves with people who are concerned about their brand and the ramifications of that and their main message. Instead, they're concerned about saying yes. Well, Will Smith thinks it's a good idea, better say yes. And that's a real disservice, because I do think it's going to impact not just the book sales, but also future films. And they, both of them, are entrepreneurs in their own right. They have businesses, and this is going to damage all of that.
Is there a way to come back from this? You're the queen of strategizing. You help companies with Media Mindfield create a great brand, create great press, and also do damage control once something happens and they need to step back and take a closer look at trying to fix a situation that they may have created.
You know, Shaletta, you said it at the beginning, and it's, you think of him as Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And that he has lost sight of who we think they are. And because so much of what he wrote is not who we think they are, we're having a problem with everything about him. So then you question, like, well, was it me? Did I miss something with who I thought he was? So I think, like, Matthew McConaughey is someone we can look at the other side. He came out in his book, he said a lot of things, that personal things, but he still is who we thought he was. It's an authentic message. It's an authentic brand. So for him and Jada to come out of this, well, I think that they need to apologize and they need to redefine who they are and what they stand for, and then start giving the public what they want to hear. Or if they don't want to do that, then they're going to have to deal with the ramifications of the ongoing oversharing. And there's an audience for that. There's plenty of voyeurs out there who will read it and buy it. But a lot of his loyal faithful, like you, aren't going to.
Okay, you know, you just said something, and I know you got to run. That is probably the most profound thing that anybody said about this whole situation, is that what they fed us for years is not who we thought they were. And so what we're reading in this book and what we were led to believe while we fell in love with him and bought concert tickets and watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and bought the products that he endorsed, is not the dude that is in this book that we're reading. So it was two different, I feel like it's two different people. It's two different stories. I feel like, I don't know, girl, I feel almost like I was duped, like I was tricked, like they fooled me, and, you know, to get me to buy something, to support something, to go to see Independence Day 50-11 times, but that's not really who they were.
And that's something that all of us can take away from this, because one of the reasons that I love you and that people love you is because you are who you say you are. What I read about on your Facebook is the real Shaletta. And executives, people in positions of privilege who are out there on social media or out there in the public eye, it's really important to be authentic. What people think you are and who you are needs to match, because otherwise you have a situation like this. And folks that have these auras around them and they rely on consumers to buy something, people need to know what they're buying. And I think that's the dissonance that you're feeling right now that all of us can learn from. If someone shows up at work as one person and their social media that's public is completely someone else, at some point, the people around them are going to question them. It's the same thing we're feeling with Will and Jada.
Okay, because you know what, girl, and this is the thing for people who are authentic. It's almost like a slap in the face because, you know, I remember when, you know, Sean and I decided to get divorced and I was like, we got to tell people. We done asked these people to buy our books. We done asked them to listen to our podcast. We done asked them to show up to donate carbon monoxide detectors and turkeys and, you know, do all this stuff in the community. And these people have, you know, trusted us to do this stuff, and they have supported us. So we have to let them know that we are getting divorced. And so we had to like get together and say, okay, when are we going to do it? How are we going to do it? I mean, we can't be putting out these pictures like we're this happy family when we know we are going through this, this separation and then this complete separation with the divorce. And so girl, we had to tell it. We had to tell it in real time because we didn't want to seem phony. And the one thing that really, you know, it hurts me for you know, for someone who has been a Will Smith fan since he was the Fresh Prince, is that it felt like it was all a ruse. It felt like it was phony. And the guy that I fell in love with, the albums I bought, the cassettes I bought, the outfits that I wore, the TV shows and products that I supported because his name was on them. It felt like, you know, that I was just a ploy to make money for him and his brand and his family.
And you, what you talked about with you and Sean and what we're talking about with Will and Jada, I think the two words to take away are authentic and intentional. You are intentional with your message and you are authentic with who you are and who people think you are. And when people of any stature, and it's, you, we all know like the mom blogger who's the same thing, not the same following, but you know them and then you see them on social and they're different. And it's really important to be intentional with what you're putting out into the world. And if you're authentic all the time, it's not that much work.
Yeah. Yeah. It girl, that just threw me for a loop. I'm so glad you put it in perspective. Didn't even think about it like that. I know you got to run. So I thank you for hanging out with me on the Good Neighbor Station.
Thank you, Shaletta. Always a joy to talk to you. You keep oversharing. We like that. But don't take me in your bedroom. I don't want to go in your bedroom.
Come on, get under these sheets, girl. Come on, get under these sheets.
Lock it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.